This is Apollo Control Houston at 84 hours and 28 minutes, now into the flight to Apollo 11. We're less than 2 minutes away now from our scheduled time of acquisition with Apollo 11. Meanwhile, in Mission Control Center, astronaut Owen Garriott has now replaced Charlie Duke as our capsule communicator. We expect that some final advisories will be passed to the Apollo 11 crew, and final reports such as crew status will be received from Neil Armstrong, Mike Collins, and Buzz Aldrin prior to the start of their sleep period. We're a little over a minute away now from scheduled time of acquisition. We'll continue to keep the line up and continue to monitor. This is Apollo Control Houston. Mark, 30 seconds now from time of scheduled acquisition. Mark, 20 seconds. Ten seconds. We should be acquiring shortly, and we're standing by. We have data. We've acquired data on Apollo 11. This is Apollo Control Houston. Owen Garriott getting ready to place a call.
Houston, over.
Houston, Apollo 11.
11 Houston, roger, reading you fine, and it looks like the automatic REAC went very well just as soon as you came around the limb. We have several small items to discuss with you here just before you go to sleep. Over.
Go ahead, Orm.
Okay, 11. First of all, on our LEM systems checks, everything went fine. I would like to remind you, though, tomorrow you may see an ascent pressure light when you activate the MCNW. There should be no problem there, however. You did note that the apt aux tank pressure was only reading 111 PSI, which is normal at this point. But below the level which will trigger your light due to the helium which has been dissolved into the propellant. Over.
Roger, I understand that. Thank you.
Roger, and next item, the supercritical helium rise rate is nominal. And you also had questions for us about your thruster activity during the P-22 on the last rev. I believe we understand that now. As you reported, your pitch was in Excel command and your yaw and roll were in rate command. As you were firing your pitch thrusters, this will couple rates into your yaw and roll axes, and you were at that time holding only half a degree dead band, and coupling rates into yaw and roll produced the extra firings about the yaw and roll axes. Over.
Okay, That may be true. It's very peculiar coupling in that it waits longer than you would think, and its reaction is greater than you would think. We're getting yaw rates of around 0.4 of a degree per second, for example.
Roger, Mike. We did play the data back, and that's the way it looked upon analysis of the chart recordings back here. Over.
Okay, fine.
They've also looked at the results of your landmark tracking. The marks all apparently were very good, and we've got a full page of data here relative to the altitudes of the various site locations, which I won't read up to you, but I did want to let you know that the marks apparently went very well. I also have your consumable budgets, particularly your RCS propellant quantities. They're deltas from nominal if you should want them. Your worst quad is quad Charlie, which is 9% low. I'll not read up the others unless you want them. Over.
Okay.
How about the O2 fuel cell purge? You want that now?
I'll have to stand by just a moment.
Okay, and then the other one is we're still charging battery A.
Houston, we would like to delay the fuel cell purge until the backside of the moon, and you go ahead and should terminate your battery charge at this time. Over.
Okay, I understand. I knew we had another O2 and H2 purge coming up in the morning. I wasn't sure whether you wanted to go through with this one or not. I'll wait until the backside and then do it.
That's fine,
bud. Terminate battery charging now.
That's right, and one other systems item here. In order to balance your cryo tanks, would you get your O2 tank 1 and your H2 tank 2 heaters off? Over.
Okay, I have O2 tank heater 1 off and H2 tank heater 2 off.
That's right, Mike, and we believe you have your quad Bravo and quad Charlie turned off in your DAP at this time in a 5-degree dead band. We'd prefer a 10-degree dead band for your sleep period overnight here. Over.
Okay.
One other item relative to a malfunction procedure. It's unlikely that you'll have to worry about this tomorrow, but in your malfunction list under docking on page F11-9, there is a malfunction procedure for a high O2 flow rate at the top of under tunnel at the top of page 11-9. We would like to have you not use that malfunction procedure should you encounter the high O2 flow rate, and instead check back with Houston for a revised procedure should you find that situation. Over.
Understand, and a note has been made, my checklist.
Levin Houston, Roger, that just about takes care of all the items we have here on the ground before time to hit the FEC, and I guess you will have a pre-sleep check for us before you go to bed.
Roger, we're in the midst of cycling the O2 and H2 fans now.
Roger.
And the radiation is as follows. CDR 11012, CMP 10013, LMP 09015. Negative medication, over.
Roger, copy, 11.
This is Apollo Control, Houston, 84 hours, 39 minutes now into the flight. That conversational exchange with Owen Garriott here in Mission Control Center, and principally Buzz Aldrin. However, Mike Collins did talk briefly about Program 22, the landmark tracking activity in which he performed. At 84 hours, 40 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.